My name is Alessandro Pilotti. I'm a Microsoft MVP on IIS and a long-time developer on Linux and PHP. In this webcast, we're going to see how to use IIS URL Rewrite module to get the best out of our PHP and Drupal projects. URL Rewrite module 2.0 has a lot of features. It's very complete from that perspective. It has a rules-based URL rewriting engine, has a rule-based response rewriting engine, which is really useful also to create reverse proxy behaviors. It has a regular expression or wildcard pattern matching, has a cool UI for rule testing. Everybody knows how difficult it is in the end to properly write regular expressions. Has a feature called rewrite maps that's there actually to overcome some limitation that you have with wildcard or regular expression pattern matching. You have access to server variables and HTTP headers. You have a reverse proxy rule templates. You have a search engine optimization rule templates. You have an IIS manager integrated UI. You have also a UI to import mod rewrite rules from Apache, from htaccess or from httpd.conf. You have failed request tracing support, and you have actions like rewrite, redirect, abort, and custom actions. One of the coolest things is the fact that all your rules get written inside of your web config, so wherever you move your application with a simple xcopy, you keep the rules with you. So here's how the IIS Manager integrated UI looks. You have simply a URL rewrite here icon that you can click on it and get to the rules area. In order to create a new rule, you have a lot of options. You can start with a blank rule, you can start with a rule with a rewrite map that we're going to see soon, you can create a rule with request blocking feature, or you can start with inbound and outbound rules, so user-friendly URLs, which is something similar to the clear URLs that you have in Drupal. You can create reverse proxies, or you can just start with a simple outbound rule, which means that you start with a blank rule in order to create some specific behaviors in your application. Beside that, you have also some search engine optimization rules. One of the coolest features is this dialog box, which is here to let you test your regular expressions. You can put in some input, put a pattern, and test it to see what's coming out. You get also all the back references that you might use later in the rewrite actions. Here's how the rule editor looks like. So you have an area in which you put the URL matching, an area with the conditions, and an area with the actions. We will see this during a demo in practice pretty soon. As I said before, all the rules get written inside of a web config file. So here's an example of how they look like. The web config is an XML file. It's not used only for ASP.NET application, as a lot of people think, but it's used for every type of application hosted on IIS, so including PHP application, so including also Drupal. Rewrite maps are a feature that is here to overcome some limitation that you have with regular expression complexities. A rewrite map is a list of initial rewritten URL pairs to be applied in a rule. It's perfect for special cases that could hardly be expressed with a regular expression. Default values can be specified. Allowed actions, rewrite and redirect. What does this mean? It means that for every single initial URL, you have a target URL. So you match an input URL and an output URL, to say so. It would be pretty difficult to do that with a regular expression. How does it look like in the web config? Here it is. You have still an area with rewrite, with rules, and with a rewrite map that you can see here, in which you have a specific line for each rewrite rule in the map. Another feature that you have is the httpd.conf import. In this case, you can just specify a file, like an htaccess file, or you can just cut and paste here in this text area the related rules. URL rewrite at this point will scan the input, and for every matching rule, will try to convert it to URL rewrite rules. You cannot do it for all of them, but for quite a lot, you can do it. And anyway, it's a perfect starting point. You don't need to do that for Drupal, because you have already out of the box a web config containing the basic URL rewrite rules that you need for clear URLs and for security. The first thing that we're going to do is to use IIS Manager to create a very simple rule. We already have a website, which is this Acquia Drupal 7, which we created via WebPI. So we don't need to install URL rewrite because it got installed together with the other dependencies of the Drupal application. Otherwise, if you don't have it, you can just install it with WebPI. Search for URL rewrite, and there we go. So let's click on it. Here are the rules. There are inbound rules and outbound rules. The first one here are already part of the Drupal setup, so we're not going to look at them now. We are just creating a new one. You can just click here on Add Rule and choose the type of rule. Let's start with a blank rule, so we start from scratch. Here's how the editor looks like. You give it a name, and here you can click on Test Pattern and do what you want. For example, we want to say that everything which is matching a sequence which is given by demo, then a sequence of characters and a sequence of numbers matches. How do we write that? In terms of regular expressions, here's how it looks like. We want to capture this part here, so we put it in parentheses. And same stuff for the second part. This character here means that we want to match the start of the input, and this character here means that we want to start to match the end of the input. So let's taste it. Here we go. At this point we have the back references, where R0 means the entire input, matched input. R1 is the first capture, R2 is the second one. So if you try to do something like this, you will see that it's not matching. Same story here. It's not matching. Or if we put a lowercase or uppercase, it's working because we have an ignore case here. So let's click close and say okay. Pattern configuration has been changed. Do we want to save it? Yes. And here it is. Rewrite. What do we want to do? We want to transform this in a very simple URL, like this one. And we use as a reference the back references that we got before. So let's call it var1 and var2. We don't want the query string, and we say OK, stop processing subsequent rules. We have various actions here. We can do rewrite or redirect, or we can abort the request or doing custom response. We want just to rewrite it. So we receive a URL and we change it. Let's apply it. Let's go back to the rules. The rules have an order. For example, now the test one that we created is the last one in the order. So if you want it to be matched first, you just have to move it upstairs. Okay, here it is. Don't forget that we selected to stop processing subsequent rules. So if we match this one, the other rules will not be processed. What do we do now? We have to test it. So let's go inside of the directory where we have the Drupal website, where I put a very simple script which looks like this. Unbelievably simple, it's just a HTML page which we are showing how the initial URL was looking for and how the final URL is looking. Okay, so we take the HTTPX original URL and we have the script name and query string. Let's go for it. So Drupal 7 test PHP. So the initial URL is empty, of course, and the final URL looks like exactly like we wrote it, including whatever we put as a query string. The variable that we saw here, HTTP:\originalURL, is populated by the URL rewrite engine itself. So it's time to see if the rule is working. So let's just write something like this. And here you go. As you can see, the URL that you have in the browser gets rewritten to the test PHP page. And in this case, we can see the original URL and what we got here. So we have two variables in the query string, which are ABC and 1234. This is a perfect solution for creating user-friendly URLs and also search engine optimization friendly URLs. Now, let's say that we want to create an outbound rule. Again, add rule, outbound, and go with a blank rule. What do we do here? Well, in Drupal, like in many other type of websites, we have forms which are required for the users to log in, for to register, and so on. Drupal has a module called Secure Login, which can be used for that, and we don't want to replace it now, we just want to have a simple demo as a test. So what we do here is to create a rule that will change the form action for the login form in case the page containing the form should be loaded in plain HTTP and non-HTTPS. So we say, okay, precondition. Create a precondition. Let's say is HTML and HTTPS. That's just a name. And let's match it here. First type, we see that response content type, we want to be sure that it's text HTML, so we don't want to try to apply this rule on something which is not HTML. This is also necessary for performance. Beside that, we want also to check if HTTPS is on. In this case, we say it doesn't match the pattern, because if you are already in HTTPS, we don't need to transform the action in HTTPS. So this was the precondition. Then we have here an area called match, which say, okay, everything which is inside of the response, or if it's a server variable, in our case with the response, and it has a content which is the action attribute as a form, or you can choose, of course, out of all these options, or create your own. Let's say if the action of the form matches a given pattern, then we will match the rule. In this case, we take a very simple pattern and we write an exact match, meaning that it has to be exactly this string and not a regular expression or a wildcard. Action, rewrite. So HTTPS, we say server name, and the full URL, in this case R0, which is the URL. Let's apply it, and this is it. In order to test it, we need to enable HTTPS on our website. So let's check if we have a certificate. Yes, we have one. In case anyone should need to create a self-signed certificate for testing purposes, you can just click here, give it a name, let's say demo, and here it is. Now we go back to our site, we go to the bindings, and as you can see, we already have an HTTPS binding. In case you should want to create one, you just need to add, select HTTPS, and for example, the new certificate that we created. Here it is. Now, let's go back to our Drupal 7 website. Here is how it looks like. If we try to log in, we move to HTTPS. As you can see, we have a self-signed certificate, so correctly, Chrome is telling us that we have a safety risk. Let's go, and here we are. So let's go back a second and take a look about how it looks like. Here is our form, has this node destination node. In this case, we have no rewritten rule action. Why? Because we're already in HTTPS. Let's move to HTTP. And as you can see here in the action, it transformed in HTTPS and Drupal 7 node and so on. Let's disable the rule for a moment. You can enable and disable any rule in any moment. And let's reload the page. As you can see, the action changed and it reverted back to the original value. So with this rule, what we have is that in the moment in which the user logs in, he goes in HTTPS and the website browsing remains in HTTPS. Well, if he starts an anonymous navigation, it remains anonymous in HTTP. So let's reload it, and here it is. So here's our result. As you can see, we moved to HTTPS. From now on, we just stay on a secure navigation. A typical problem that might happen with URL rewriting is that troubleshooting errors is pretty difficult. So how do we solve that? There is a feature called tracing in IIS that which is really handy for this kind of situations. First, we have to enable tracing. So let's go to the roles, let's get an IIS, add role services, tracing, next, install. You can do that also via WebPI. Okay, here we go. Let's close and restart IIS Manager in order to see the new features. You will see here on Acquia Drupal that we have this failed request tracing that we can just enable. Failed request tracing is producing a file for each failed request that we want to log, and it will store it inside of a specific folder. You can also specify the maximum number of trace files to keep. So now that we enabled it, we have to set some rules. So we can search for it inside of our website configuration. We have no rules for the moment, so let's add one. We said that we want to trace all content, and here we look for the status codes. Despite the name, which is the failed request tracing, you can trace any type of a condition, for example also a success condition. But typically, of course, if you are here, it's because you're going to troubleshoot something. So let's say that we want to get everything between 500 and 599 as a status code. We don't filter on any specific provider, and we go. So tracing is now enabled. Let's simulate an error. For example, let's go in our test URL here, and let's say that we put a wrong value, for example an index which is not existing. Let's go to our website. And let's browse to the usual website. Here you go. As you can see, you got a 500 error, and you see the error message. We are on the local server, so you see all the information. We don't have much more than that, so let's go back on the and here on the logs you have failed request logs. It's an XML file one for each request. And you have also an XSLT transformation. So let's open it. Here's how it looks like. Here you have some errors and warnings, and you have a request details in which you can see all the pipeline of IIS modules. So it's very useful because you can see really where the error happened. So let's say that we have this module here, let's click on it, and the module name is rewrite module. You have two warnings here. Let's see the first one. The first one is saying error code invalid index, which translates in an error description, which is the expression etc. cannot be expanded. So now we know that we have an invalid index, so we can just go back here and put it back to the original value. At this point we can just reload our page without any problem. You can leave the failed request tracing rules on. You can just disable it when you need it. When you don't need it, by just clicking on enable here.